kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon para sa isang natatanging misa sa darating na linggo, si Nina De Amano, at ating pag-uusapan ng mga paghahanda ng Kiko Choir para sa nalalapit na linggo. Magandang araw ninyo!
Magandang araw, Maridel, and everyone who's listening.
So siguro na-miss nyo na nitong mga nakaraang dalawang buwan, kung di ako nagkakamali, ang pag-awit sa simbahan sa Filipino Mass.
Absolutely. Nakakanta pa kami noong March. So na-miss natin yung April, which was Easter Sunday sana. So we didn't get to do that because the St. Francis Church was in lockdown as well, mm-hmm. In the early stages of the isolation period ng Victoria. So yeah, definitely missed the singing and the congregation and everything that goes with yung ating Filipino Mass, yung ating monthly Filipino Mass.
At syempre, yung mga practice, hindi ba?
Yeah, so yun, parang nanibago rin yung iba mga singers. Parang, magpa-practice pa tayo, ganyan, pero how? So, si Father Alfred, who's our chaplain there sa St. Francis, ang ating Filipino chaplain, is nagtanong kung po pwede nating i-broadcast or i-live yung misa ng Filipino over the internet, obviously, kasi they recorded yung misa ng St. Francis during the Holy Week. So we tried, and a couple of weeks ago, we did actually record his mass, and we're putting it all together so that we can broadcast our very first online Filipino mass. Ngayon darating na linggo ng hapon.
Kasi marami, lalo na sa Pilipinas, nung nagkaroon ng lockdown o enhanced community quarantine, dahil mga techie yung mga Pinoy, ginawa nilang online. Yung iba by FB Live, yung iba streaming sa mga ano nila. So, paano kakaiba itong misang ito?
Yung mga live sila, katulad yung sa cathedral here as well in Melbourne.
Meron silang streaming.
Yeah, that's correct. So, what we've tried to do is pre-recorded. Kasi marami tayong kasama ni Father with the Mass is yung choir, syempre, and we're about 50 strong at the moment, sa Kiko Choir. And so what we thought was, we recorded a musical tribute para sa ating mga frontliners, mga nakikinig at taga-subaybay na SBS, nakita niyo yung aming video ng pagkakaibigan. So we thought we'd extend it in that format na let's record it as a choir, yung mga songs na gagamitin sa misa, pre-record din yung misa mismo with Father Alfred, and we can put it together na masusundan ng lahat over our YouTube channel sa linggo. It will be at 2:30 p.m. Time slot as well, which is our normal Filipino mass. So parang feeling mo, nagsisimba ka na rin, but at the comfort of where everybody is, safe in isolation, di ba?
So parang Pinoy, totoong Pinoy mass siya, in a sense na. Kasi yung kakaiba ng regular mass sa Pinoy mass is mayroong Pinoy choir, hindi ba?
Yes. So kasama niyo kami doon. Actually, I took part in the recording 2 weeks ago. So mismong St. Francis, so practicing isolation and this safe distancing, it was different to experience the church as empty as it was.
So nagtungo kayo sa simbahan, tama?
Yeah.
So hindi lang siya Smule or Zoom, or talagang magkakasama kayo?
There's only about a handful of us, including Father Alfred and one sacristan na tumulong sa kanya. So makikita ng mga ating mga viewers, mga sisimbahan sa Sunday, yung mismong altar ng St. Francis where we have the Filipino Mass every month. So it will be a different experience, but hopefully a solemn one as well. We're hoping that we can deliver that online. So yun, sa YouTube natin yan ipapa. I-upload sa ipipremiere at 2:30 p.m.
Kasi yun yung nakakamiss, hindi ba? Yun yung nakakamiss sa simba. Dahil kahit nagsisimba ka ng online, wala ng mga choir. Kasi para sa akin, pag nagsisimba ka, isang mahalagang bahagi yung naririnig mo yung may umaawit. Kasi parang nakakatulong siya sa reflection mo, or di kaya ay pag gusto mo lang ng solemnity, nakakatulong rin siya, hindi ba?
Tama yun. Kasi yung isa sa objectives natin ng choir, ng Kiko Choir, is to definitely lead yung congregation throughout the prayers and singing. Parang nga naman, it's more ang word ba is it's solemn. It's quite.
Tsaka iba yung mood pag may naririnig kang mga boses na parang habang nagdadasal ka, meron kang background na parang mga naririnig na, hindi ba? Parang mas na ano yung damdamin mo?
Yes, yung reflection ng gospel, ng mga songs and everything and the prayers. So it all makes up a proper mass.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping na yun ang we're still working on the whole video. And we will be sending basically YouTube. You just search for our channel as Kiko Choir. Imbitahan ko rin sana lahat na kung nakita niyo yung channel namin, mag-subscribe kayo para makatulong din sa ating... Kasi right now, we don't have a specific URL kasi kailangan daw 100 subscribers before you can get that on YouTube. So we're halfway there. I think we're 50 up. So... if you guys could hit that subscribe button, as you always hear on YouTube, we would appreciate it.
So, ibig sabihin ba nito ay binubuo mo o ini-edit mo yung misa? So, nung nagtungo kayo doon, misa at pag-awit sa iisa ang ni-record nyo? O magkahiwalay?
Magkahiwalay. Kasi yung mga singers ng choir, kanya-kanyang recording sa kanilang bahay.
Ah.
So, the record lang naman talaga namin is Father Alfred at saka yung sacristan sa loob ng simbahan. And yung mga choir, yung mga singers...
Isisingit mo pa.
Yeah. And we gathered everything and we have an audio engineer as one of the members, si Jennifer Rose. So, she's doing that part of it. And I'm putting them all together as one massive file. So, that will last that 1 hour of... the usual Filipino mass.
So, nung alas 2:30 ng hapon sa darating na linggo, makakapagsimba para sa Filipino Sunday Mass kasama ang Kiko Choir.
And because it's a Mother's Day, it's Mother's Day on Sunday, so may special blessing din si Father for the mothers during the Mass. Special talaga to. So, first time to do it for the Mother's Day Mass as well.
Maraming salamat ninyo, Demano, ng Kiko Choir, at salamat sa mga pagsisikap ninyo.
Maraming salamat din sa pag-imbita sa amin, and more power to you guys.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online, at mobile. Comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.